Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Keita Spak is back with us. Keita's a good friend of ours. She's one of our happiness experts. Yes, we actually have two of those. Can you believe that? What a great scenario that is, right? Two happiness experts. But Keita's with us right now, and she's going to talk to us about that. She's the co-author of Tipping Point of Happiness. I should say Tipping Point to Happiness. Let me make sure I get that right. And she's a communication strategist focusing on helping people to be more happy. And she's from Ottawa, Canada. Earlier I said she's from Toronto. That was a mistake. Same state, but a different city. And she's our good friend, Keita. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Let me ask you a question. Why, with so much to be happy about, human beings on planet Earth, most of us don't worry for our lives. Most of us aren't going to starve to death. Most of us aren't going to be eaten by an animal. Most of us aren't going to be attacked by a neighboring tribe. Most of us are warm, and we get to watch football. Why is it so hard to be happy these days, Keita?
I think there's a couple of things here, Jim, to take into consideration. One is the fact that a lot of us tend to think about what we don't have as opposed to what we do have. And that comes from comparing. In other words, Robert over there has this. I don't have it.
Keeping up with the Joneses. We call that keeping up with the Joneses here in America.
That's right. We have the same expression in Canada. And comparing oneself, whether it's with in terms of material things, in terms of talents, in terms of good kids, in terms of a great husband, you name it, that can lead you down to a path where you could be pretty discontent.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine anybody. Well, I won't. I started to go into the husband thing, but I'm going to leave that one alone. that path is fraught with peril. But you're right. I mean, we focus on what we don't have instead of what we have. And there's an old comedy routine I remember years ago, and the moral of the routine is knowing how to recognize your blessings. And sometimes that's what we need to do, isn't it? I mean, we need to focus more on what we have. And in my case, I like to focus on what I have compared to what I used to not have instead of what I want. What do you think?
I think that's a good way to proceed, especially in light of your own immediate circumstances. You're the author of your life. And if you can focus on that and understand what kind of progress you're making personally, individually, then the ability to say, well, 5 years ago, my company was only 1 million. And 5 years now, it's come up to a 5 million profit line. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty neat kind of statistic.
And even though you want to be the 10 million, you should be grateful for and celebrate. And this is something I talk a lot over the years on the show, Keita, is I really encourage small business owners to celebrate every milestone that they can identify. And to not focus so much on the next milestone that you can't appreciate the success that you've accomplished, your accomplishments, what you've done to reach this milestone. What do you think?
I agree with you completely there, Jim. I think the rapidity with which we have to, or we think we have to live, excludes the fact that stop and, as you say, celebrate. We can stop and, here's the expression, smell the roses. In other words, a success, a personal success especially, is one that should never be underestimated or discounted. It has to be or should be celebrated.
Well, absolutely. But one of the challenges that small business owners have is while we're literally executing a plan that maybe could be wildly successful and for which we should be celebrating and thankful for, at the same moment, we've got to have an eye on what's the next project. What are we going to do next? How do we stay relevant tomorrow? And that's the real challenge, differentiating those two universes, isn't it? Where I am, how happy I am, and how things are going right now, managing the execution of what's happening now and keeping an eye on what's next.
Yes, that's certainly a business balance that has to be maintained. Because the other thing is, for those of us who have employees, these people also need the pat on the back. They also need to be acknowledged, and it's in these times of success that kind of activity on part of the owner and part of the leader should take place. So right. Before leading into the next tomorrow's planning, perhaps there's going to be a staff luncheon talking about and celebrating and acknowledging the success of today.
On a personal level, it is amazing how much, you know, how far we are away from the feudal system, from being oppressed, most of us, from you know, not having enough to eat, et cetera, and still we personally, sometimes people have a hard time being happy about that. That's still shocking to me, still amazing to me, Keita.
I think one of the reasons for this kind of a shock, though, Jim, is the fact that in North America, we'll include here both United States and Canada, we are amazingly blessed. We have an abundance that borders on miraculous.
Yes.
And when one only lives in that environment, then one doesn't have parameters, perhaps,
well
individual
said.
Parameters, to understand what it is they actually have. And I know we're going to talk about this in the other.
Yeah, you made a trip recently, not exactly a third world country, but one thing about it is, folks, if you live in North America and you want to recognize your blessings, travel to a third world country. That'll do it for you. 20 after, right back with our good friend Keita Spock. She's a co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.